mythology and what is it today? Referring to the main definition, mythology is a body of myths as that of a particular group or that relating to a particular person. Basically a cluster of myths and superstitions. But the main question is, where does it stand today? And what does today's generation think of when they hear the word? And is it right? Welcome back to my podcast season, Let's Talk, where I discuss and present my views and the proven reality amongst my listeners. Today I shall bring forward an ancient yet not forgotten term, mythology. Consisting of the Greek term myth, which is a traditional story, especially one concerning the early history of a tribe or explaining a natural or social phenomenon, and typically involving supernatural beings or events. As a girl brought up around a society who completely believes and worships God from the Ramayana and Mahabharata, in fact more, I have comparatively really less yet some idea about our predicted past. And it depends on oneself to believe in it or not. But if it is considered as the Hindu mythology, then every young citizen of the nation shall in effect have an idea about what their mythology holds. Even though the Hindu dharma never forces you to read the holy books, unlike many other castes, you shall at least try reading the Gita once in the span of your life, not only to grab information, but also to learn the lessons beautifully portrayed in our holy books. Many toddlers and even teens in today's generation have zero or no clue regarding why we celebrate our festivals, in the victory or defeat of whom. That is not how it should have been. According to this space, kids of the upcoming generations will have absolutely no clue about our predicted yet believed past. And if you notice, in our schools too, we are given chapters to understand the Greek mythology before we know our own. Unlike our parents and theirs, our generation has barely watched the epics or read books like Panchatantra regarding the same. This is to all the kids who know nothing about the Hindu mythology and to the parents of the same. Education includes history and about the world, yes, but also specifically about your very own nation and also the mythology. And that, my dear listeners, is pretty much the end of today's episode. If you liked and understood it, feel free to subscribe and listen more. Thank you. But I really mean it, you shall understand our mythology. And not just to listen, not just to share, also try reading the holy books. If you don't want that, there are also comics available for the same. Try reading that or listen to audiobooks, whatever suits you. There are many platforms where you can listen and even read our mythology. So please try doing that. And thank you so much. Take care. Episode 3 coming in soon.